is Shay. May I please have your zip code?
21215.
Okay, thank you for that information. And can you please provide me with your first and last name?
Anthony Broxton.
I'm sorry, state that for me again, please.
Anthony Braxton, B-R-A-X-T-O-N.
Okay, thank you for that information, sir. And for security purposes, may we get you to verify your shipping address?
2511 Ruscomb Lane, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215.
Okay, I do want to thank you for that information. So I do see here that you have our premium wireless earbuds and our extra set of premium wireless earbuds, but it looks like the account was canceled. How was it that we could assist you today, Mr. Braxton?
I was calling to have the account canceled. I'm not sure what happened. I was trying to see about how I get my money back. I was supposed to be being transferred to a supervisor, and then it just hung up. So I'm calling back to continue canceling my order. I haven't even received the earbuds, and I was charged already. Then the first rep I talked to told me it's my fault because I didn't call you guys and let you guys know I didn't receive it after 3 days or something like that. That's unacceptable. That is I can't do that. That's unacceptable. I don't want to be involved with any more of your services, and I'd like a refund for my money.
Yes, sir. Well, she did go ahead and get the account canceled out for you, so I can provide you with that cancellation number if you would like.
Okay.
Now, just being that you didn't receive those, sir, we are able to offer you a 35% refund if you would like.
So because I didn't receive it, I only get a 35% refund is what you're telling me?
Yes, Why? Sir, only because you would have to return the items.
That I don't have. That you know I don't have. You guys had tracking, and she just told me that, it's still being shipped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it. How can I return something I don't have?
Yes, sir.
So if I get a 35% refund, and then the packages end up coming to my house, and I return them, do I get my other 65%?
No, sir, because you would have still have been received those, so we can offer a 50% refund.
That I still don't see how I should pay you guys money for something that I've never received. This whole process with you guys has been, it's been a nightmare, honestly. It started off as I was told I was getting a free gift. Then I read into it, it's not free. Then it's a subscription I'm really signing up for. Then all of the terms and details are shaky. I have 2 weeks. I'm supposed to have a trial period to cancel, and before the trial period's even over, I'm getting charged. I don't have any products. So, I'm not satisfied with getting a 50% refund on something I don't have.
Okay, would a 75% refund help, sir?
100% refund is the only thing that would help me today. That's the only thing. I would not
so
be satisfied
what
with
gonna
anything
do,
less.
So, what we're going to do, sir... We take 10% of that refund. We can refund the charge, but we'll take 10% of that refund because we have to do a restocking fee, which is going to be 10%. And what I'm also going to do is go ahead and get your RMA issued out. So that's going to come directly to your mailbox. So once that's issued out, once you receive the AirPods, you would need to return those.
Okay.
So just give me 1 second here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir. So we did go ahead and get that RMA issued. We did go ahead and get the RMA issued to your email address. I'm sorry, to your address. So once you receive your package, you would just write that. Paste the RMA on the package and return it. So we did go ahead and get that refunded to your account as well. So I can go ahead and provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay. Can I get that number, please?
It's going to be Theo's and Charlie. 553.
Thank you. I got to go inspect the box.
The number 8. D as in David. 66. F as in Frank. And then the number 6 again. And that's going to be all of that cancellation number. Thank you for contacting customer support.